Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues. That's the name of this show here on American Family Radio. If you want to watch the show, we are live video streaming on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can join us there. And Walker's posting the stories that we're talking about, and you can also comment on them as well. I'm Tim with Ed and Walker, Ed Battagliano, Tim Wildman, Walker Wildman. And Chris, good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Steve Jordahl is on assignment. He's working hard for us in the newsroom.
Chris Woodward. Project. Is he really?
He is.
Chris Woodward. With us. Hey, we closed the last hour. We had to rush the story, but the Dallas Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, announced yesterday that the Dallas Cowboys will be standing for the national anthem. And their toes would be on the line. This is what he said. He didn't say toe the line. He said their toes would be on the line. So, talking about the sideline there. Of course, last year the Cowboys never did take it. None of them took a knee, as far as I know, during the regular season. And I think that's probably going to be about – I think that's going to be over. You might have a handful of NFL players doing that.
There's only really a handful that did it last year.
Yeah,
but they got all kinds of media coverage.
Right, right. The vast majority of players did not take a knee last year. And I know it upset a lot of people. It upset me, too. Mm-hmm. These guys making millions of dollars in the greatest country on earth can't even stand in respect of our flag and the national anthem and the people who died.
And protests on your own time. That's all most people were saying.
Yeah, if you got a problem with some kind of issue out there and you want to protest it, hey, more power to you. It's a free country. You know what I'm saying? But what they were doing was they were using their celebrity created by their football talents, paid for by the fans and the owners of the franchises. And using that platform instead of using their own time and their own dime. And that's where the rub came in for a lot of people. And it hurt the NFL 10%. I think it hurt them to the point of 10% of their money. And they were afraid probably it was going to hurt them worse this fall if it continued. And that's why they've instituted, at least I don't know, I guess the players' union's fighting back, but they had instituted everybody will stand for the national anthem. Or if you don't want to stand, you stay in the locker room.
Right.
But you're not going to come out here and make a political spectacle of our football game.
Well, because if you're the NFL, where do you draw the line? Can pro-life people
take a knee and protest
of the Roe v. Wade anniversary or something? I mean, where's the stopping point in terms of turning Sunday, football games into a personal spectacle?
Right. So anyway, Jerry Jones, of course, he's a very patriotic man.
Right.
But anyway, all right, go ahead, Chris.
Well,
what do you got?
Building off things you guys discussed with the
that's good,
Canadian
Chris,
Cowboy.
We built a lot in the last hour.
You did. And you did build that.
We yes. built that, Chris. So we're building off what we did the last hour. Go ahead.
Building off coverage from the first hour with Fred, you guys were talking about the Rosenstein impeachment effort by Jim Jordan and some other members of Congress. Fox News tweeted this in the last half hour or so. News alert, no Rosenstein impeachment vote in the House today. Whether or not that has to do with another developing story this hour that Steve's following up on for us is this. Jim Jordan officially announcing bid for Speaker. Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio.
Go, go, Jim, go.
This is according to the Daily Caller. There's umpteen other news outlets or broadcast operations saying as much, but sources say Jim Jordan is officially announcing bid for House Speaker, may even do so within the hour.
He just confirmed Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan's from Ohio. He's a Republican. He's very conservative, member of the Freedom Caucus.
Wants to repeal Obamacare.
Well, now we have, the American Family Association, Walker, We've come out in support of Jim Jordan's run for the speakership, true?
That's correct. In April, we came out and said that Jim Jordan would make a great House speaker.
And he would.
And he would. He has a great record. AFA Action, our 501c4, has a scorecard where they grade votes, various votes, and he ranks up in the 90th percentile when it comes to conservative votes.
So, yeah. I hope he wins. I really do. Jim Jordan, maybe we can have him on our program. I know, I think he's good friends with Sandy.
I've interviewed him before.
Sandy Rios, mm-hmm. you've interviewed him before. He's a just a genuinely great guy and a Christian man and loves his country, and I hope he wins. Who will he be going up against? Do we know yet?
Representative Kevin McCarthy out of California has publicly said that he's going to run for the speakership right. position.
Paul he's Ryan. The establishment's choice.
Absolutely. He's a Paul Ryan 2.0.
But if Jim Jordan beats him, Jim Jordan becomes the establishment. Am I right?
Is that a prediction?
What you're saying, because he would be in leadership?
Yeah.
It's not easy to define what we mean when we say the establishment, but Jim Jordan would not be part of the establishment, even if he would be in leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would, however, be the second person from Ohio in recent years to have that position, though, because Boehner was from
John
Ohio
Boehner.
As well. And Ohio tends to play a big role in America's politics.
When we say establishment, we're talking about the status quo Republicans who want to continue the same old
right.
policies
Don't rock the boat.
And tactics as they've done for decades. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in this country are tired of the same old. We want something new.
Right.
That's
right.
why President Trump was elected.
Right. Well, it'd be interesting to see how the House Republican members vote. When will that election be? Because, you know, what's happened is Paul Ryan from Wisconsin's retiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you couldn't have the vote until after he retired, right?
I mean, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be the new year of January.
Yeah, Paul Ryan said he's going to retire after this session, so that would be January 1 would be a new Congress.
Okay. All right, Chris. All right. That's breaking news.
It is.
We don't have a breaking news. We need a breaking news sound.
Yeah, we will work on that. Steve, if you're listening.
Now, Fox News overdoes it.
Yes.
Done.
Everything's broken.
Everything's a Fox News alert.
Yes.
News alert. Eagles
Sean
win
Hannity
Super Bowl.
goes to the coffee machine. It's a Fox News alert.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that
I
is
think
true.
They abuse that. It's like a drug that they've got people hooked on, but anyway.
But at some point, it doesn't do it for you anymore.
Right.
You
need
news
harder
alert,
drug.
Breaking news. Okay, I'm going to make a sandwich.
What's bad is when you get the push notification in the middle of the night from their app, and it's like 2 o'clock, and you hear, dun, and it wakes you up.
You mean you get those in the middle of the night?
I get weather's the only thing.
I never stop working.
Me too.
No.
Weather's the only thing I get.
And even then, if it's 2 in the morning. And
I take my chances.
Yeah. And at 2 in the morning, you get a tornado warning?
Yeah, well, that and a
meteorologist. Do you get out of bed?
No. If it's a warning, I would. But tornado watch or something?
No, tornado watch doesn't faze people.
Right.
Not in Mississippi.
In where we live.
Yeah. Tornado warning, I would get my wife up and we would. But, like, they get, you have flash flood warnings.
Tornado warning. Yeah, that's serious, a tornado warning.
Yeah.
But still. You got to sit there.
Usually, if I get a tornado warning, I go turn the TV on and check the local local news weather.
But there is an internal debate for about 60 seconds. You know, as the tornado comes, what does it matter whether I'm over here or here? You know what I'm saying?
I go to my safe place. My wife and I.
I don't really
safe never, place. Yeah, I
really?
Can be a little bit. Yeah, the hall, it's the hallway. I mean, and
that's what they tell you.
Well, it's the only place that doesn't have a window, and doesn't face. It's not on the outside wall.
But anyway, all right. What else you got, Chris?
All right, another big developing story: President Trump tweeting this. I'm quoting from the president: "The United States will impose large sanctions on Turkey for their long-term detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson, a great Christian, family man, and wonderful human being. He is suffering greatly. This innocent man of faith should be released immediately." This builds off something Vice President Pence said earlier today. This is courtesy of Steve Jordahl. Clip
While
six.
We all hope that relations between the United States and North Korea continue to improve, and we certainly hope that the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear and ballistic weapons program can be eliminated, there is no escaping the plain fact that North Korea's leadership has exacted unparalleled privation and cruelty people for decades.
Does Pence know the difference between Turkey and North Korea?
He does. That's my fault. I botched the setup.
Vice President Pence.
Pence is building off the, you know, our foreign policy.
It's a big globe out there. I mean, even the vice president would give it
That is my fault get mixed up. For the audio situation.
Pence blame Steve Jordahl for that.
No.
Thank you. What did the vice president say about Turkey?
He threatened that the U.S. would impose sanctions if Turkey would not release Brunson, which the president himself refers to as a great Christian family man and wonderful human being.
What does a sanction mean, though?
Economic sanctions, wouldn't be able to do certain things with money. Maybe we wouldn't give aid to them in certain situations. There are
seemed like we were holding up sales of the new F-35 or something. That seemed like fighter.
Right.
Why didn't Turkey just let this guy go? What is this worth?
Well,
one pastor over there, and they're wanting to make an international incident about
it. North Korea does do similar things here. What they have accused Brunson 50 years
ago. Well, you shouldn't be going to North Korea.
Well, that's true. Brunson is accused of committing crimes on behalf of terror groups without being a member and for espionage, charges that he has strongly denied. He's lived in Turkey for 23 years and served as pastor of Izmir Resurrection Church. We actually had a story on this yesterday from Jody Brown and others featuring the ACLJ talking about Mr. Brunson.
Okay.
He's an American citizen. His choice, he's going to have to, he and his family are going to have to leave Turkey return, probably.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I'm sure, something he doesn't want to do. Obviously, he feels led to share the gospel
right
in that part of the world, as many people do.
You know what? Well, that's bold stuff right there from President Trump. Mm-hmm. Tweeting on that, making that public, and shaming Turkey. Not with President Trump. I'm not surprised, but usually these things are handled diplomatically behind the scenes.
Well, I think they did initially behind the scenes because Turkey did release him from prison.
Yes.
And then told him he could go to his home, but they won't let him leave the country. So I'm guessing they said no to letting him and his family return. And so now President Trump has to publicly say, "Well, fine, then if I'm going to up the ante here."
President Trump usually accepts the word no well, but in this case, he didn't.
No.
You know, and if he's successful, then this proves that these type actions, while seeming very tough and extreme, you know, especially with someone like Turkey, if it proves successful, then the question arises: well, why didn't former presidents use this tactic?
Obama did. He sent millions of dollars to Iran. Oh, wait a minute. That was ransom for hostages. No, it's not the same thing. Excuse me. You're right, Walker. I was making a sarcastic point there.
Hey, listen, Muslim culture is the same all over the world, okay? Mm-hmm. It's an honor-shame culture, and they also understand force. And that's why they didn't, I don't think, in my opinion, they respected President Obama.
They did or didn't?
Did not. He said, "We're going to draw a red line in the sand," remember?
Right.
In Syria. But they do understand President Trump. And they do understand, and North Korea. North Korea is the same way. They understood when he moved, it was two, maybe three aircraft carrier groups into the Pacific near North Korea. They understood what he was saying.
After North Korea had been shooting missiles out over the Pacific Ocean, mm-hmm. threatening our allies and potentially our country, Hawaii.
Right.
Hawaii, Alaska.
And I think that, generally speaking, now Iran's giving some pushback as Trump threatens, but I guarantee they understand that if they harass U.S. Navy ships, they're going to get blown up. Which is why I saw on Fox News earlier this week that in the last 2 years of President Obama's administration, in 2015, there were 36 incidents of Iranian ships harassing U.S. Navy ships. In 2017, there were 25. In the first 2 years of President Trump's administration, it dropped down to 14, and so far this year, zero. So they understand if they start messing with the U.S. Navy now with President Trump, they're probably going to get blown out of the water. So they do understand.
Strength. Yeah. Well, that's what President Reagan operated under, strength, peace through strength.
Right.
President Obama operated under
love offering.
The remember the World Apology Tour?
Yes.
President Obama, that's the progressive. He viewed America as colonialist, as people who were subjugating people around the world for profit, and that's our history. And so he wanted to go around the world telling people we're sorry for who we, you know, bad things we've done down through history.
He did use a lot of cruise missiles. I'll say that about President Obama. He used a lot of cruise missiles.
Except in Syria.
Except in Syria.
The Red Line.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. He did overthrow Gaddafi in Libya. Mm-hmm. He wanted a regime change there, and he got one.
He got one.
Yeah, even though he was against regime change, using our power to change regimes. Anyway, no need revisiting the Obama years.
Right.
Those are past. But go
ahead. I would like to, again, clarify that's my fault with the audio of Vice President Pence. No one else.
No one was confused about that.
That's all right.
My last day was glorious.
We recognize it was your fault.
At least it wasn't the way Chris Cuomo's team did it the other day, or Jake Tapper, one of the two. I think it was Jake Tapper. He called for a clip like four times, and they kept playing the wrong one.
Live?
Yeah, on live television. Finally, he said, we're going to go to a break, and apparently he was not very
happy.
We're going to go to a break?
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Somebody get tapped.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Chris Woodward.
All right, we've got some good news.
Do we now?
We do. We've got news of a rookie New Jersey cop saving a man from an oncoming commuter train. This was caught on video. We actually have it on our website. With the Associated Press video section.
You're
going to
show the video here on the radio, Chris?
I will not, but I do have some audio, which I'll call for in just a second, Brent. Rookie police officer marking his 7th month on the force had a memorable anniversary after saving the man who was just seconds away from being struck by the train. The dramatic incident was captured on the cop's body camera. The police officer in question is named Kyle Savoy. He saw the man. He started running towards him. You see all this on the video that you watch. And he's yelling, "Hey, bud, hey, move, stop the train." The unidentified man got off the tracks, and with mere moments to spare, the police officer's mother says the cop's late father and his grandfather, both of which were veteran police officers, would be proud of her son. She talked about this with Pix 11.
It had me very emotional when I watched the video. I was in shock, you know, to see him doing what he was hired to do, and made me very proud to also be following in his father's and his grandfather's footsteps.
Third generation.
So very proud of my boy.
The job means everything. It's you come out here and you make a difference in everybody's life, no matter what. Saving them, helping them cross the street, it just makes you feel warm in the heart and good just to help somebody. And even to save somebody's life is even better.
Brings new meaning to protect and serve.
What was the gentleman doing on the railroad?
He was walking down the tracks and decided to sit down. And then the train starts approaching. It does not appear that he had a death wish or anything like that. He was unaware that the train was coming down the tracks.
Was he deaf?
He was not deaf. He was kind of surprised. He was glad that the police officer saved him.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You can't be on sitting on a railroad track and not know a train's coming.
Well, he might have been listening to music or something. I don't know. Was he listening to... You know, iPod or something?
Has not been reported. As
well, that's true. But I don't,
some people hum really loudly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I guess the story doesn't mention, I wonder if the gentleman was, it was a man, right?
Yeah, it was.
Maybe he was, had mental issues or something like that.
It could be.
Or might have been on drugs or whatever.
Right.
The bottom line is his life was saved by the police officer.
Right. And it was on the day of his 7-month anniversary. I mean, the video is awesome. You see him running. I mean, he's booking it, as we say here in the South. He's booking it down the tracks. Hey, move! He gets the guy, you know, saves him with like seconds to spare. It's stuff you would see in a movie or a television show.
Yeah. Next story.
Good stuff. All right. Here is something that's been playing out for several days. You know, when you go to the grocery store these days, You see all kinds of milk, dairy products, some of which are not exactly dairy products. I'm referring to things like almond milk and quote-unquote soy milk. The FDA, believe it or not, is actually discussing whether to allow for soy and almond milk to be called milk. A lot of people are having fun with this. For example, the Washington Times had this headline, utter confusion. FDA wants to clarify what's milk and what's not. Others have said soy, let's talk about this, things like
others
that.
Others have said.
Others, yes.
Others.
Others have said.
Others. Others have said. Let me ask you this, because I know a lot of people personally that discuss this for whatever reason. Do you think it should be called milk if it's from an almond or a soybean, things like that?
Now, is
and
this
not a
right or wrong, or is this a, we can all have our own opinions?
You can have your own opinion on it.
I think that the government should not be involved in whether you call that. It's not that government can't do these kind of things, but I don't care.
Yeah.
If you're a customer, consumer, and you don't know that real milk doesn't come from almonds, then you deserve whatever you get. So they want to call it almond milk, or they just want to. Oh, you're saying they don't want to have the almond on it?
Well, they don't want to call it. They don't want people don't want them referring to it as milk if it's not. You know.
I think everyone understands almond milk is not real milk. And by the way, I read here recently that there's a new study out in Europe that says that not only, I'm not kidding about this, not only does 1 and 2% milk not get the benefit, the health benefit that they expected or they thought was there, they're actually starting to say that regular milk, regular fat milk.
Red top?
Yeah, red top milk actually might be better for you.
Is this the new eat eggs, don't eat eggs?
You wait 20 years and everything you knew, thought you knew about health will be out the window.
You know, when I worked in television, I was responsible, when I worked in morning news television, I was responsible for a health segment that was 5-10 minutes in long. And it was not uncommon for us to put a story, you know, drink coffee, don't drink coffee, drink. And I got to the point where I was like, we have to stop doing these things because at some point people are going to tune it out. And I think that's the case.
Well, and Tim, you've said before in 20 years, they'll be telling you to eat bacon. It's good for you.
Yes. With chocolate.
With chocolate. Chocolate-covered bacon.
Chocolate-covered bacon's the best thing you can do for your cholesterol.
Deep
that's
fried
what they'll be
Twinkies.
Telling you.
That's right.
Huh?
Deep-fried Twinkies.
Deep fried Twinkies with bacon.
Two fried catfish a day keeps the doctor away.
Deep fried.
Oh, isn't this crazy?
Deep fried Twinkies. Is that what you said?
Deep fried Twinkies. Yeah, like state fair food.
Yeah.
I've never had that, but I can imagine that is fantastic.
Good. A deep fried Twinkie.
Deep fried Twinkie.
Well, you know what you need to do? The next time we have the Iowa caucuses, or the Iowa caucus, next time it's election season, you guys should go to Iowa, where we do have listeners, and do today's issues live from the Iowa caucus. They would love to have you guys there.
Hey, if there's food, I'm there.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You can sample the Twinkies.
If I can try a deep-fried Twinkie.
I think they fry Snickers, too.
I've heard of that as well. Texas State Fair 3-4 years ago had something I never thought I would hear. They had fried butter. They would put it in some kind of little... you know,
I'm sorry, that sounds
flour.
Gross.
Nothing. Some kind of flour thing. They would wrap it up and they would drop it in and they would fry it.
Have the red velvet funnel cake from the Amory Railroad Festival the next time you're in Amory, Mississippi.
I'm getting hungry now. Man, all this talk of
let's go.
Fried stuff.
Folks, we hope you paid attention just for your own personal health the last couple of minutes so that you'll know what to eat and not to eat. The almond debate continues.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to solve that here today. All right, have a great afternoon, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio and Trivia Friday tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Trivia Friday. Learning University. We'll see you then.